Father, we just thank you tonight for bringing us into this place, O God, for prayer. We thank you, O God, for the agenda, the assignment, the plans and the purposes that you have for this hour. That which you had in mind, O God, before the foundations of the world, when you fashioned this hour, God, we come into alignment with it, O God, and say, let thy kingdom come and let thy will, O God, be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. You knew, O God, before the worlds were formed, that we would be here. And you knew, O God, what you wanted to have done, what you wanted to have accomplished, O God, in this hour. We ourselves will not know it, but God, your Spirit will reveal. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence. Lead and guide us in this prayer for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. And Father, we know that as we come in prayer tonight, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood. And we say, O God, as we stand before you, we are not standing in our own righteousness, but we are standing in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, the High Priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. And Father, we echo those words of old of David, O God, when he said, hear my prayer and attend to my supplication. Father, we thank you for the people that are on the prayer line, even for those that are going to be coming later, even some that are going to be hearing in years to come. We just thank you for their lives, O God, that there is an agenda, an assignment, there is an impartation that is going to impact their lives significantly, O God. Your Spirit is moving, speaking words unto their hearts, O God, revealing things that they have been asking for as we pray. Father, we thank you for your hand that is upon their lives, for the doors you are opening, for how you continually sustain them under an open heaven, how you have caused them to overcome adversities, trials, and struggles, how you have showed yourself mighty and faithful on their behalf. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for how you have strengthened their hand against their adversary, O God, how you have allowed them to be overcomers, O God, for them not to be overwhelmed, but Father, for them to be able to be above and not beneath, O God, not by might nor by power, you said, O God, but by your Spirit, you have done such great and marvelous things in their midst. We thank you for their families. We declare that they are blessed in their coming. They are blessed in their going. That the works of their hands will prosper. And whatsoever they set their minds to do will not fail, but it will succeed for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Whatever door they need to have opened, you are opening. Whatever door needs to be shut, you are shutting. Whatever season they need to be carried through, you are going to carry them through that season for the provision that you have released into their lives, O God, to meet every need according to your word, when you said you will supply all their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the great and mighty things you've done in their lives, for you are the one who does exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. For your praise and for your glory, we thank you, O God, for the chains you have broken off from their lives. We thank you, O God, for weakening the power of sin in their lives. We thank you for making a way of repentance, for making a way of them turning back to you. We thank you for the Spirit of reconciliation, that they were once alien from you, O God, but because there is blood on the altar, that veil of petition has been broken, that they are able to come boldly before the throne of grace in the time of trouble to find help that they need. We thank you for hearing their prayers, though you be in heaven, O God, for sanctioning your angels to work, O God, on their behalf to bring that expected end that you ordained for them, O God. We give you praise and we give you glory. We declare that their spouses are blessed, O God, in their coming and in their going. That, O God, dreams, ambitions, and visions you gave them in the days of old, you are fulfilling them, O God, for your word says, your word shall not fall to the ground. Every promise you made, O God, is being accomplished, is being fulfilled. Every prophetic declaration, every prophetic word you have given them, O God, you are working with all zeal to perform your word, to bring those things to pass as you have promised. We thank you. Even dreams that the enemy enemy has desired to kill, you are resurrecting, O God, and you are bringing the new life into them, O God, that they will see everything that you promised. We thank you, O God, for always going before them to make the crooked places straight, for bringing down the mountains and raising up the valleys. We thank you, O God, for clothing yourself in the garments of war to fight on their behalf, for even teaching their hands to fight and their fingers to war. We give you praise. We give you glory for every victory that they have achieved and attained in life. It has not been because of the hand of man, but because of your hand. We thank you, O God, for breaking through walls and allowing them to overcome troops of the enemy. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for being there, being the one who receives their worship, being the one who receives their praise, being the one who hears their prayer, being the one, O God, who moves as you ordain to move in their lives. We thank you, O God, and we praise you. Somebody just say amen, 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 and amen. I want to read a few verses tonight. I want to read from the book of Matthew, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. I want to read from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and I'm reading from verse number 14. We'll go from verse number 14 to verse number 30 from the New King James Version. It says that, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made other 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of the servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Somebody just say amen, amen, and amen. There are a few things that I want just to point out. I don't really intend to preach or anything like that, but I want to point out a few things, and the things I'm going to point out are going to lead us as we pray tonight. And I took the liberty of writing some of the things down this evening as the Holy Spirit was impressing these things on me. You have to understand from the story, that from the pericope that we are given, there are three sevens, and those sevens are given custodianship of something that belongs to their master. They're given custodianship of something that belongs to their master. It is the master who assessed what ability each one of them had. Each one had an ability, but it was the master who was able to assess what abilities that they have, and based on the abilities that they have, the master gave them talents. Somebody say amen. Based on the abilities that they have, it says each according to their abilities, or according to their abilities, from the assessment of the master, he gave them different talents. You know, though, the one who had five went and sold his five, he was able to get five more. The one who had two, he went and worked with his two, he was able to get two more. But the one who had one went and buried his talent in the ground. What I want you to understand is this, from that particular verse, from the particular verse we've read, that each one is not really about the amount that they are producing in terms of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or what they have been given, but it is their ability to produce a hundredfold return from what they have been given. It is their ability to produce a hundredfold return from what they have been given. I say that to say this, there are some gifts that God has placed in you. There are some talents that God has placed in you. In actual fact, I can make the statement emphatically that heaven has made an investment in you. Heaven has given a seed to you, and your responsibility is not to sit on that seed. Your responsibility is not to sit on that gift. Your responsibility is not to sit on that talent, but your responsibility is to be able to work the talent, to work the gift, to work the seed, so that you are able to produce a hundredfold return. But notice this, that the ownership of the talent, if the talent still belongs to the master. Somebody say amen. The talent still belongs to the master. The talent that you have in you doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God, but you are holding it in custodianship. As you are holding it in custodianship, you are supposed to be working that gift. So I want to pray that tonight God will give you wisdom to be able to know how to invest the gift that God has given you. That God will give you wisdom to be able to know how to work the talent that has been given to you, that you are able to produce the maximum capacity for what you have been given. The maximum capacity for what you have been given. So Father, tonight I pray for your sons and your daughters, for a release of wisdom, for a release of knowledge, for a release of understanding, that they are able to work the talent, they are able to make a worthy investment for whatever you have given them, O God, that they are able to produce a hundredfold return for whatever you have given into their hands. I pray that, oh God, wherever they are, you have given them the grace and the strength to be able to overcome every obstacle that tries to take away the seed you have given them, oh God, that tries to minimize the capacity of the talents you have placed inside of them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you say, not by might nor by power, that by your spirit, oh God, you give them wisdom, you give them knowledge, you give them understanding, oh God, that they are able to work the ways that have been set before them, oh God, that they are able to produce, oh God, what you have laid for them to be able to do, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you, oh God, that they are not going to bury their talents in the ground, but they are going to be able to know which ground they're supposed to sow in. They are supposed to be able to know, God, where they are going to put the seed you have placed in their hands, oh God, that wherever they sow, there is going to be a bountiful return that is going to come, oh God, because, oh God, like you did in the days of old for Isaac, oh God, when he sowed in a famine and he was able to get a hundredfold return, oh God, from the seeds that you have sown. I pray that, oh God, the people that are on this line tonight, tonight. Even those that are going to be hearing, oh God, you are going to lead them and guide them into the place where there is good ground, that they are able to cast their seed, that they are able to sow their seed, oh God, that they will be able to get a hundredfold return, which does not belong to them, but it belongs to you for your praise and for your glory. I pray that, oh God, whatever measure you have given them, oh God, that they will not be jealous of somebody else that you have given a different measure, knowing that, God, you know all things, you understand all things, you see all things, you know our capacity, you know our abilities, and you have given us, oh God, according to our abilities, according to what you designed and destined for us to be able to do, you have given unto us, oh God. We will not complain of being given less, oh God, but we will work with whatever we have to bring forth a hundredfold return from whatever you have given us custodianship over, for your praise and for your glory. Father, if it's a gift to write, there is a hundredfold return that is going to come forth, oh God. If the gift is the talent to sing, we are going to be able to sing praises to you, oh God, that will transform nations and generations. A hundredfold return, oh God. If it is a talent, oh God, a gift to be able to speak, oh God, there is going to be a hundredfold return for those that are going to hear the messages you have placed inside of us, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you that, God, we are not going to bury our seed in the ground, oh God, but we are going to invest. We are going to make, oh God, the investment that is necessary. We are going to understand the way of the talent. We are going to be able to know at which market we have to invest, oh God, to be able to bring forth the return that is expected of us. You said, oh God, for whoever is faithful with little, he will be trusted with much. We know that when we are looking at others, oh God, we consider what they have to be much, but in your sight, oh God, it is little. Therefore, God, we are content with where we are and what you have given us, oh God. But we are not going to be sitting, oh God, but we are going to be able to do what needs to be done. Somebody say hallelujah. So you have a gift, you have a talent, whatever measure God has given you. I'm going to say it again. Whatever measure God has given you, you have to be content with the measure. I have to clarify that point, because it's going to be a significant point for us to pray in terms of contentment. You have to be content with what you have been given. I'm going to say it again. You have to be content with what you have been given. But being content with what you have been given doesn't mean just sit and fold your hands and say, I'm comfortable where I am. I'm comfortable with what has been given to me. Whatever has been given to you places a demand on you in your contentment for you to be able to go forth and work. In actual fact, having contentment with what you have been given means saying to God, I trust you with what you have given. I trust your assessment of my ability. Therefore, I am going to do the best with what you have given me to bring forth a hundredfold return. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, if you look at the way that verse was being given, that verse was being given from this perspective, that you are going to just double whatever he has been given to you. It wasn't about how much have you given back in terms of how many times have you multiplied it. We're just dealing with percentages here. The one who had five made 10. That's 100%. The one who had two made four. That's 100%. But the one who had one did not make any investment at all. He was not able to produce anything. The first two, the one who had five and the one who had two, they all were able to produce a hundredfold return. Somebody say hallelujah. They were all able to produce a hundredfold return from whatever they have. So I pray that whatever God has given you and whatever God has placed in you, you are not going to be envious of somebody else who seems to have been given much, because in the sight of God, that is all little. You are not going to be envious. You're not going to be covetous of those that have been given what is seemingly more than what you have. But God has given you according to the measure of your ability. And God knows that you are going to be able to produce a hundredfold return from whatever you have. So I pray that tonight, God will give you the grace not to be jealous and envious of of somebody else with the talents that they have, but you are going to consider what has been given to you, and you are going to work with what has been given to you to produce a hundredfold return, because that is the expectation that your Father has. And I want to say this again, do not judge God for what He has given you. Do not doubt God for the measure that He has given you. I say some will be given five, some will be given two, some will be given one, but it is to the measure of their ability, not their own assessment of their ability, but the assessment of the master's, the assessment of the master of their abilities. I want to say each and every one of you that's on this line, even those that are going to be listening, you have to understand there is a level, there is a capacity that God has placed in you, and whatever God gives you, He gives you according to the capacity that He placed inside of you. God knows what you are able to handle. God knows what you are able to work with. And He's saying, I give you this and you are going to work with it. And you have to understand this. I want to say this again. We have to understand the gift or the talent does not belong to you. It still belongs to the master. He is the one who still is responsible for appropriating. He still has total ownership of it, though it is in your custodianship. That means the gift that you have does not belong to you. The talent that you have does not belong to you. It belongs to God. Therefore, whatever it is going to be used, it has to be used for the glory and for the praise of the one who has given it to you. Somebody say hallelujah. So I pray that tonight your mind will never forget that all that you have does not belong to you. It belongs to God. All that you have belongs to God. The works of your hands, they belong to God. Your thoughts are supposed to belong to God. Your ministry, it belongs to God. Your gifts, your talents, they belong to God, and they ought to be used for the glory of the one who has given them to you as a custodian. Somebody say hallelujah. As a custodian, they have been given to you. Now, here's what I want to say here tonight. As we said, we ask God for wisdom. We ask for God for knowledge. We ask for understanding to be able to know how to deal with the talents that we have been given, that have been given unto us. As you are working the process, you have to understand if you are going to produce a hundredfold return for what God has given you, there are certain things that have to come into play in your life. God is not going to let you do this on your own. God is not going to let you do this on your own. He has made provision for divine assistance. Somebody say divine assistance. He has made provision for divine assistance. You are not doing this on your own. There is the helper, the Holy Spirit, who is standing by you, standing waiting to give you instruction. Your responsibility is to hear what the Spirit is saying. Your responsibility is to walk in obedience to what the Spirit is saying. Watch this. When you look in the particular verses concerning the one who had the one talent, He makes a keen observation. He say to him, I know. He says, I know you to be a hard man. You reap where you do not sow and gather where you have not scattered seed. I was afraid and hid your talent in the ground. He was afraid of sowing. He was afraid of losing the seed. Somebody say hallelujah. He was afraid, but he had a revelation of what the master was expecting. He had a revelation of what the master was expecting. So there is a level of revelation that you are going to need to understand the expectation that God has for what He has given you. So I pray that your eyes are going to be open, because the Spirit of God knows all things. He sees all things. He understands all things. He knows the mind and the will of God. He knows what God is expecting from what He has given you. Therefore, you do well to listen. You do well to hearken. You do well to walk in obedience to what the Spirit is saying. So may your ears be open. May your eyes be open. going to be able to see and your ears to be able to hear. And may your heart be ready to walk in obedience to what the Spirit of God is revealing. If He says go left, you are going to go left. If He says go 5 steps, you are going to go 5 steps. If He wakes you up in the midnight hour and say practice that not, just go and walk in obedience, because He wants to make sure that when the Master returns, there is going to be a 100-fold return for what He has given you. So we said there are things, there is to be wisdom, there has to be knowledge, there has to be understanding, there has to be an acceptance of the divine assistant that God has made provision for in your life, and you have to walk in obedience to what God has revealed by His Spirit. Besides those things that God has laid out, there has to be a level of investment on your part. A level of investment on your part. That means you are going to have to invest your effort to work with what God has given you. You are required to invest of your time to be able to develop, to be able to work out a strategy, to be able to work out a strategy and implement a strategy that is required to be able to produce a 100-fold return for what God has given you. That means you have to invest your time, you have to invest your money, you have to be able to practice, you have to be able to perfect. The Bible says, when speaking to Timothy, he says to him, the Apostle Paul says to him, do not forget, do not neglect the gift that was given unto you by the laying on of the hands. You cannot neglect what God has given you. If you neglect what God has given you, you are like the one who has the one talent, who has buried the talent. So tonight, may God allow you to be a good manager of your time, to be able to be a good steward of your time, to know how to invest your time appropriately in terms of developing, maturing the whatever God has given you, because part of the 100-fold return strategy requires you to invest of your time in developing the knowledge, the skill, and the understanding to match the capacity that the Master has laid out before you, that your capacity is going to match the expectation of the Master. Your capacity, whatever you produce, is going to meet the expectation. So there has to be an investment of your time. May God give you the willingness to be able to invest your time. May God be able to give you the willingness to be able to invest your time wisely in the things that are profitable. In the things that are profitable not unto men, but things that are profitable unto God. Because whatever is profitable unto the kingdom of God is going to be profitable unto man. Now you also, in your investment process, there also has to be some spiritual disciplines that you are engaged in. Spiritual disciplines such as having faith. We spoke about already having obedience. You have to be somebody who is willing to learn. You have to learn some things. You have to be somebody who has a discerning of environments, a discerning of times, because time investments require an understanding of times. You also have to know the way of the talents that you have been given. You cannot make an excuse that I cannot do what I've been required to do because I don't have a skill that is saying I gave you time. There are means of education that are available for you to be able to do what needs to be done. Somebody say hallelujah. I said I don't want to preach, but I'm almost done with what I want to say before we dig deeper into our prayer tonight. And one final thing that I want to say concerning this particular matter is that you have to understand, we talk about having faith, you have to understand that there is nothing that is impossible with your God. Somebody say hallelujah. There is nothing that is impossible with your God. So if God is giving you a five level talent, if God is giving you that and He has an expectation that you are going to produce 100-fold return, it means it's not impossible. Somebody say hallelujah. It means it's not impossible. Let me put it this way. If God called you to go to the nations, and where you are, there is nothing that can give you an inclination that you are going to go to the nations. God has not lost His mind. There is nothing that is impossible with God. Somebody say hallelujah. If God has given you a gift, if God has given you a two-level gift, and God says this is going to produce a 100-fold return from it, that means there is nothing that is impossible. No matter what situations stand in the way, no matter what obstacles come in the way, no matter how much the enemy tries to resist, you are still going to be able to meet the expectation that God has in terms of the yield from whatever you have been given. But you have to be willing to work out. You have to be willing to make an investment. Somebody say hallelujah. Make an investment. Make an investment. Make an investment. Develop your spiritual disciplines. May God give you the grace to be able to pray. May God give you the grace to be able to inquire of His voice, to inquire of the Lord before you make a move, before you make a decision. Somebody say hallelujah. The willingness to be able to learn, to be able to learn at the feet of the Master and say, God, I'm here to learn. Lead me, guide me, teach me, empower me, that I may be able to bring forth a 100-fold return from whatever you have given unto me. I may not understand why you gave me one. I may not understand why you gave me five, but God, whatever you have placed in my hands, there is a 100-fold return of investment that is going to come, not by might, nor by power, but God, by your grace, I am going to be able to. Your word says, God, your grace is sufficient. Whatever trial, whatever struggles are going to come, it will not hinder me from reproducing and producing a 100-fold return from every gifting that you have placed upon me. Somebody say hallelujah. We're going to pray for God now to begin multiplying the gifts that are inside your homes, the gifts inside your families, inside your children, that they are going to be 5-level talent people. They are going to be 2-level talent people, that they are going to produce a 100-fold return for whatever God has placed in them. The level of influence that God has given them, there is going to be a 100-fold return for the kingdom's sake in the name that is above any other name. I declare that there is a wealth of talent in your home. There is a wealth of talent amongst your sons and your daughters. They are going to do great and mighty things for our God in their lifetime, in their generation. They are going to be known as people that have with a hunger and a thirst for God. And every generation will indeed acknowledge that God brought them into the kingdom for such a time as this because of the agenda, the purpose, and the plans that God laid out before the foundations of the world. Your children you did not choose, but they were appointed unto you by God. You may not understand why you got them. You may not understand their methodologies, but you have to believe that there is nothing that is impossible for God to do. Oh, I pray that some of them may not be walking uprightly before God right now, but there is an appointed time when they are going to change, because they are going to yield a 100-fold return from the investment that God has placed inside of them. I pray that as you are moving, as you are seeing them every day, you are not discouraged, but you keep your faith, your trust in God, that God will fulfill His word in them and through them. Whatever season of life they find themselves in, I declare that they are going to produce a yield. They're going to produce at the level that meets God's expectation. That when God returns, He will say to them, well done, good and faithful servant. They are going to be able to produce at the capacity that meets God's expectation. They will not make excuses to say, I knew you, God, but I did not do anything with what you have given them. I pray that wherever they are right now, something in their spirit is jumping, something in their spirit is being agitated. Even you, where you are, there is an agitation in your spirit that I cannot afford to sit on my talent. I cannot afford to bury this thing. I am going to work this thing. I'm going to invest this thing. There is going to be 100-fold return. I may not see how it's going to work, but I trust God. God who makes a way where there seem to be no way. God who opens doors where there are no doors. I know that with God I can do all things because He is my strength. I pray that Darabandu Shokoba Brande Sarabande Bokoshiki Arabandarandra, that the hallmark upon your life is going to be that when He says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," Rabokumbi Sharabandre Bokobo Sharabandra. Not only are you going to be said, "Well done, good and faithful servant," but there is going to be much more that you are going to be trusted with because of what you have done. Ake Deboko Sharabandra, that you are go kebes. Even your children, they are going to produce at the capacity that God is expecting them. Oh, in the name of Jesus, because God has weighed. Let me go back as I feel the Holy Spirit impressing this upon me. Understand again, we said there were three of them. One was given five, one was given two, one other one was given one. Three of them, one, five, one, two, one, one. Why am I going back a point again to say, don't be jealous, don't be envious, don't be angry for what God has placed in your hands. Anybody hearing me? Don't be angry. Don't complain. God, why did you give me two and you gave my neighbor five? Anybody hearing me? Don't be complaining. God, why did you give my brother five and you gave me two? Anybody hearing me? Because if you begin to question God, why did you give me two and you gave the other guy five? You are doubting God's capacity to be able to weigh you. Don't doubt God. Have faith in God. Trust in God that God is going to enable you. All he's looking for is for you to produce 100-fold from whatever you have been given. Anybody hearing me? Whatever measure has been given to you, 100-fold return. Whatever measure, according to your ability, 100-fold return. According to the measure of your ability, whatever capacity. So don't complain as to why you are not given five. Be content, but don't sit on what God has given you. Work it. Work it. That means seek the wisdom of God. Seek the understanding of God. Seek the knowledge of God. Invest of your time. Develop your spiritual disciplines, prayer, worship, fasting. Get into a place of education. Walk in obedience. Understand the way of how you have to invest what has been given to you, and you will see that there's going to be 100-fold return. But I have to put a word of caution that sometimes we have people that have been given the capacity, 5-level talent, 2-level talent, and they look down on the one who has been given one, and they are filled with pride. Anybody hearing me? They are filled with pride. You did not get what you got because you were good. Anybody hearing me? You did not get what you got because you were good. It is but by the grace of God. It is by the election of God. It is by the wisdom of God that you were given what you were given because of what God expects from you. Oh, He says, to whom much is given, much is going to be required. Anybody hearing me? Don't allow pride to come in the way and stop you from doing what God has said you are supposed to do because you are filled with pride and say, look, they only got one. No matter how much of investment they make, they will not be able to match the five that I have. Anybody hearing me? So I pray that God will keep you away from the spirit of pride. That God will keep you away from the spirit of pride. That you will just focus on working what God has given you. You are not going to compare yourself to other men and say, well, I have five, I must be more special than you are. Anybody hearing me? Because sometimes we trip on that particular perspective. So I pray that you keep your eyes on Jesus. You keep making an investment, sowing the seeds that God has given you. Don't go and say, well, I have five, you got two, I must be better than you. Anybody hearing me? But then again, if you look at the way that those verses are laid out, it is the one who had 10, anybody hearing me? It is the one who had 10 to whom the one who had one was, his talent was taken, it was given the one who had 10, because God's preference, anybody hearing me? God's preference is for you to produce far much more than what you have, because to whom much is given, much is required. And he says, for to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Let me just pull up this from the Amplified Version so I can give you a taste of what God is trying to lay out here for you. And we'll pray some more. We'll be done just now. This is what it says here. I'm looking in verse number 29. It says, for to everyone who has and values his blessings and gifts from God and has used them wisely, more will be given. I want to say it again. For to everyone who has and values his blessings and gifts from God and has used them wisely, more will be given, and he will be richly supplied so that he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, because he has ignored or disregarded his blessings and gifts from God, even what he does have will be taken away and throw out the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place of grief and torment, there will be weeping over sorrow and pain, and grinding of teeth over distress and anger. But I want you, I pulled up the Amplified Version just to give you this perspective. For to everyone who has and values his blessing and gifts from God. So you have to value what God has given you. You have to value what God has given you. Because if you don't value what God has given you, you won't use it. You will just bury it. So you have to value the blessing. You have to value the gift from God. And then, besides valuing, because some people can value something and they never use it. It says, for to everyone values his blessing and gifts from God and has used them. Watch this. You have to value the blessing. You have to use the blessing or the gift. But it's not just using it. You have to use it wisely. Anybody saying that? You have to use it wisely. That is why you need wisdom. That is why you need wisdom. So value the blessing, value the gift. If you value the gift, you will take care of the gift. You will invest according to the gift. And here you can use it. And you have to use it wisely. That is why wisdom is of greater significance. Hallelujah. I hope I've helped somebody here tonight. That you wherever you are right now, don't complain about the level of gifts you have been given. Just work the gift. Anybody hearing me? Don't complain about the measure of blessing that has been laid on you. Just work the blessing wisely. Oh, hallelujah. 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 work the gift, value the gift, use the gift. Don't just use it, but use it wisely. If you use it wisely, there is a reward that is going to come. You will have an abundance. But if you don't use it, if you don't value it, because sometimes people value it, they don't use it, there won't be any return for you. Some people value it, they use it, but they don't use it wisely. There is no return for you. But if you value the gift and you use the gift and you use it wisely, there is going to be a bountiful harvest that is coming, a return. So the key thing that is there, he has weighed out what you can handle. He knows what your ability is, and he has given you according to the measure of your ability. That means you are not going to be overwhelmed by what he has given you. Your heart is not going to be turned away or swayed by what he has given you, but you are going to value what has been given. How do you value what has been given? You value what has been given knowing that what you have does not belong to you. It belongs to God. Anybody here tonight? Let me give you an example to explain that particular point. I'm almost done. You have to understand, if somebody you value gives you something to hold for them, you hold it dearly. Anybody hearing me? You hold it dearly because of where it is coming from. And what I'm saying is, the gift you have, the blessing that you have, you have to value it because it is coming from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. God decided to make an investment in you and gave you custodianship over certain things that are his possessions. That is why you have to value them. They are coming from God. And then you have to use them wisely. Don't be afraid. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You are able because God is with you. You will make wise decisions because God is with you. You will be deliberate in your actions because the Holy Spirit is leading you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be envious of those that are around you, but you will run your race. You will do what God is expecting for you to do. You will not be filled with pride because you've been given much more than your neighbor or your brother or your sister. But you will understand the weight of responsibility that God has placed on you with the much that has been given to you. That when the master returns and he weighs the accounts, you will not be found wanting. But his declaration will be, well done, good and faithful servant. You used your time wisely. You used your gifts wisely. You used your talents wisely. You valued the blessing to make sure that the one who blesses you will rejoice because of the harvest you have produced. So I pray that over your homes, that you are 100-fold capacity people. In your ministries, you are 100-fold capacity people. You will not bury your seed in the ground for the fear of failure, but you will go forth in faith and sow your seeds. In faith, sow your gift. In faith, use your talent, that God may receive 100-fold return when he returns. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I know that the prayer tonight is different But I just felt impressed by the Holy Spirit. Just let somebody know. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Don't be prideful. Just thank God. Be content with what you have. But don't sit on what you have. Work what you have. Work what you have. Because God has given you according to your ability. He has weighed you. He has measured you. Can somebody say amen? Let me just give you this verse. And I promise you I'm almost done. I want to give you this verse right in. You know, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was told, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I appointed you. And I sanctified you. God is saying, I formed you. I appointed you. I sanctified you. Same thing applies to you and your talents and your capacity. God formed you. He knows what you can carry. And He's giving you according to what you can carry. All He's asking of you is to bring forth a hundredfold return from what He has given you. And He is saying, I'm not going to leave you to do this on your own, but I'm going to help you. I have made a way for you. I will go before you in every arena to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. I will give you the Holy Spirit to give you instruction. It is wisdom for you to walk in obedience to the instruction of the Spirit. Says, I know that there are weaknesses that you have, but I've given you a provision of strength. I know that you are afraid of losing what I've given you, but I've not given you the spirit of fear. I've given you the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. A sound mind is a mind that makes good decisions. Anybody hearing me? A sound mind. Soundness of mind means being wise. Being wise. But the verse that we did, values his blessing, verse number 29, values his blessings and gifts from God, and he uses them wisely. It is wisdom that gives you the ability to value the blessing and the gift. It is wisdom that allows you to use the blessing and the gift so that you are given much more. Father, I thank you for who you are and what you have done. Whatever measure you have given unto us, O God, we thank you. Thank you for the grace, for the provision of your Spirit, for us to be able to work and produce the harvest that is expected of us. All this we pray in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the son of David. Amen, amen, and amen.